We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Our house. But if you're like Sarah, Sarah had this big house in East Memphis. It just didn't go under the rigmarole of like all of that, like getting it fixed up, having open houses, having to keep the house pristine because people could pop in at any moment. The suspense, do I lower the offer now? Do I lower it? Like all of that, like the price. So she just called Josh Hysaw. Within 48 hours, Josh had gone over, walked through the house, bought the house as is, and paid in cash. They were able to pick the closing date. Josh made the entire process incredibly easy. That can happen for you too. Josh Hysaw will make an instant cash offer at full market value for your home. If you pop on over to the website address, you could to his website, you can look at it and see how much your house is worth. Anyway, also flexible fees, no upfront costs, let you out of your contract at any time, risk-free, etc. But that instant cash offer, particularly these days, looks awfully appealing. It is Josh Hysaw. The phone number is 901-461-8147, 901-461-8147, or joshhasthebuyers.com. Jeff Calkins Show, back with Chris Harrington momentarily, 92.9 FM ESPN.
Buckle up for a ride through the sports universe on 92.9 FM ESPN, fueled by the same passion and innovation as Elon Musk.
This is definitely a stack deck on that front.
Always free on the Odyssey app.
As rigorous about merit as possible.
You know, Kathy, when my friends shop for insurance, they usually say, I am so over this. Ugh.
What they should be saying is, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. I'm Kathy Thurman Edwards, the agent on Brookhaven Circle.
Kathy and her team are great. They understand your frustrations with rising costs. Reach out and ask them to help you with a game plan to know what your coverage is and why it's important to you.
901-767-7744. Remember, I'm not as cute as Jake, but I'm better looking than a lizard.
Get ready for the ultimate musical experience at Southland Casino Hotel's R&B Festival on Saturday, July 20th. Enjoy a free concert like no other with gates opening at noon. The lineup features the sensational PC Band and electrifying openers Jerry Rogers, Kia B, and DJ Big Ron. Indulge in delicious food trucks and beat the heat in our air-conditioned tent. One stage, four performers, one unforgettable night of music and fun. It's all happening at Southland Casino Hotel. Must be 21 plus. Play responsibly. For help quitting, call 800-522-4700.
Visit Frontier Western Store today for new shirts and boots. Frontier is your top Carhartt store in the Mid-South. There's thousands of in-stock shirts and jeans. They have the classic K87 pocket tee in every color they make, including new ones just released. Available small to 4X. Want new jeans? Frontier has you covered with super tough work denim by Carhartt. And you've got to check out their selection of Ariat jeans for men, women, and children. You'll love how easy it is to find the size and style you need. Have you seen Frontier's remodeled world-famous boot showroom? It continues to expand. New styles by Ariat just arrived, plus plenty of in-stock proven classics, too. Whether you need work or dress boots, trust that Frontier's the place to come. See thousands of pairs of Ariat boots and thousands more by Dan Post, Corral, Durango, Rocky, Twisted X, and others. And Frontier's pricing is lower than online and chain stores, so you know just the local shop to visit. Frontier Western Store, 5880 Goodman Road in Olive Branch, and on the web at frontierwesternstore.com. Locally owned and operated since 1967.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Grainger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Everyone, Boomer Esiason here. Superchargers, headlights, and more. With over 122 million parts, eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Stay on your A-game with all the parts you need at the prices you want. It's easy to bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
At Genesis Memphis Covington Pike, it's time to define luxury in a new way. At every turn, you'll find audacious design, state-of-the-art technology, and exceptional hospitality. We are dedicated to crafting the world's best vehicles, matched by an extraordinary sales-to-service experience for our owners. Prepare to be noticed in the 2023 Genesis G70. This sporty sedan is a force to be seen. We'd love you to explore the 2023 Genesis GV70 with a class-leading 300 horsepower engine or the available 375 horsepower twin-turbo V6 for terrains from concrete jungles to mountain roads. It's a new beginning for a new generation. Genesis Memphis Covington Pike, 1870 Covington Pike, or visit us online at memphisgenesis.com. Estimated horsepower based on premium fuel ratings. Use of regular fuel will result in reduced horsepower. See dealer for complete details. Dealer stock only.
Need inspiration? Shop Kroger for over 30,000 mouth-watering choices with savings beyond low prices, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump. More savings and more inspiring flavors make Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Check out this fresh deal. 16-ounce packages of Kroger brand 80% lean ground beef for only $3.99 each with your card. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
It's that time again. Summer sale, the semi-annual sale going on at Oak Hall. That's right. It may be only July, but we already have the semi-annual sale underway. So you can head on into Oak Hall, get your sports shirts, get your swimwear, whatever it is, and enjoy it all summer long. This only comes around twice a year, only once for spring and summer clothes at Oak Hall. The best values, the best clothes, the best people. It's the semi-annual sale. At Oak Hall.
Memphis is number one place for sports. This is WMFS-FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis, flagship home of the Memphis Grizzlies. 92.9 FM, ESPN, and Odyssey Sports Station. Jeff's guests appear on the Frame Corner phone lines. Frame Corner, with expert custom and do-it-yourself framing since 1975 on Park Avenue in East Memphis. Now, back to the Jeff Calkins Show, live from the Genesis Memphis Covington Pike Studios on 92.9 FM ESPN. Now, it's Chris Harrington from the Daily Memphian on the Grizzlies, Memphis, and more. Presented by the Majestic Grill. We discover downtown dining. Chris Harrington on 92.9's Jeff Calkins Show.
Chris Harrington joins me now. Chris, what are you listening to?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Okay, I had to change my headphones during the little thing. That is Annie Up by M.O.P., the great hip-hop thievery anthem, in honor of Scottie Pippen Jr. and Jake LaRavia, who have combined for 20 steals in their two Las Vegas Summer League games. They were particularly stifling fools in the first quarter last night.
So you are advocating breaking up the Summer Bears, I saw.
The Bears of Summer, man. you got to be elegant in your phrasing.
Yeah, that's probably true of all things. I should work on being elegant in my phrasing. The Bears of Summer. Sadly, though, the Bears of Summer, we'll get to the other stuff in a moment, the Bears of Summer did not include Zach Edey. last night. They continue to say not shut down, so I guess we'll see him at some point. But it is it's disappointing. Like, it is, like, he's the new toy.
Yeah, no, I mean, the Grizzlies, I mean, at least they do have lots of players who are meaningful in the summer league team other than Zach Giddey, so it does give a reason to watch if you care about the Grizzlies. But it would be a lot more interesting with Zach Giddey out there. That is the person we most want to see. We saw him once, and it was really interesting. And I think fans yearn to see him again. And I'm guessing he plays once or twice. I mean, he's clearly they want him to play. If they're not, otherwise, they could just say he's not going to play. But at this point, you know, they're off tonight. I think they play back-to-backs Wednesday, Thursday. So then he's not playing both,
right.
I wouldn't think. And so, you know, I'm going to predict that we're done with Jake LaRavia, but we get Zach Edey at least once. That's going to be my prediction.
We were talking about this yesterday, Jeffrey and I, at one point in the show. You wouldn't necessarily say Zach Edey is one of, say, the four best Grizzlies. But in terms of most important Grizzlies, like, where would he rank right now, just off the top of your head? Who are the most important Grizzlies for this? And who do you tick off before you get to Zach Edey?
Well, he's in the second tier of players. And so the first tier is Ja, Dez, Jaren. And the second tier in some order, and order is your question, but just to break it down this way.
Yeah.
In some order, the second tier is Marcus Smart, Vince Williams Jr., Zach Edey, and Brandon Clark. I think there's a good case to be made for Edey at the top of that list because Marcus Smart and Vince Williams sort of duplicate each other.
Right.
And Brandon Clark is someone who, A, he's coming off this injury, which is more severe than like whatever Zach Edey's sore ankle is. And he has never been a player who like plays more than 20 minutes in the regular season anyway. And he'll tell you himself he prefers to come off the bench. And so there's no one else like Zach Edey on the roster. There may be not many people like Zach Edey in on the planet, but there's certainly no one like him on the Grizzlies roster.
Right.
And so I think to be their starting center.
You can make an argument that he's the fourth most important Grizzly.
Yeah. No, I think you can absolutely do that.
In terms of best, how do you even know? Like, there's no record. There's no record to put.
I mean, Marcus Smart, and from a broad standpoint, like if you look at like the Ringer's NBA rank, which they updated a couple months ago, like Marcus Smart's still in the top 100. There are four Grizzlies on the top 100. It's the three obvious guys, and then you jump back down, and like in number 85 or whatever, Marcus Smart's still on that list.
If Zach Edey, it is interesting. Like if Vince Williams were to be hurt, if Marcus Smart were to be hurt, or like you can, if Zach Edey, for whatever reason, were even just out for a significant amount of time, and I don't even want to speak it into existence, what's the big rotation look like then?
You know, look at the end of the last season when, you know, Brandon came back, I guess. I mean, you have Jaren, and you have Brandon, and you have Santi Aldama, and, you know, you're probably starting Santi and finishing a lot with Brandon Clark. They don't have much depth beyond that. They don't have a fifth big at the moment, and then maybe Trey Jemison is that, you know, or someone is that at the on the two-way, but I think you're leaning into small ball, and you're seeing a lot of Jake LaRavia at the four, a lot of Gigi Jackson at the four, a lot of Vince Williams at the three. It's scaling that way.
Yeah. Okay, so we're going to assume we're going to see him one of these last two games because they continue to say they want to see him play. But anyway, as you mentioned, the star of the show really might have been Scottie Pippen Jr. last night. Has he in any way moved the needle? Like, you've always thought he is a sort of a credible backup point guard who doesn't have to be elevated, is fine to use on a two-way, at least for now. Has he in any way changed his perception, your perception of him, by the way that he has played this summer?
I mean, yeah, but not in a way that changes his situation much. I think he's moved the needle. You feel better about him coming out of the summer. He actually has not shot the three very well in summer league, but he's done everything else, you know, in terms of his ball pressure defense, in terms of like, you know, being able to score inside the arc. He's been really good. And I think you felt good about him coming out of last season. You feel slightly better about him now as a guy who can play real backup point guard minutes for the team. In terms of like him breaking through to be like a true every night backup point guard on the Grizzlies roster, I think that's got to be his hope, at least for starters, and the Grizzlies' hope. But there's no pressure to do that that could sort of let that happen over time, right? I mean, if he makes a case for himself strong enough, they'll find a way to get him on the main roster in season the way they did with Vince Williams and G.G. Jackson. There's no need to do that right now.
Right. How many games does he get? I mean, do you have off the top of your head?
I think it's 50, or it's something like that, roughly that.
So, you know,
and no playoffs. You can't play in the playoffs on a two-way. So that's another component.
So that's another ultimate pressure point as it gets to that would cause him to be elevated. They don't, I don't believe, get 10 fouls in the regular season.
Yeah, so he may not. Part of it. A, you're able to play a little bit looser with the foul count. Right. And B, like, he's not going up against Damian Lillard or whatever. He's going up against like some dude who probably won't even be on an NBA roster. And so, like, that's a rough spot for the opposing guard. A, you're not an NBA point guard, and B, this dude gets 10 fouls and he's just all over you all game. But he is a good point of attack defender. Like, that was something he did last year. That was something when the Grizzlies signed him, because he had started the season in camp for the Lakers and got waived, and they picked him up midseason. One of the things that they liked, I talked to someone with the team about this at the time, and one of the things they pointed out was his high steal rate. That was a thing they noticed about him.
And as you pointed out, of course, and I heard you talking about this with Jeffrey when I was away, small guards tend to be some of the stars of Summer League who may or
may. Yeah.
And he's in some ways he's different because the things he is doing seem, you know, that ball pressure defense, it can be effective in the regular season. It's not just putting up numbers, offensive numbers in the Summer League, but still this is the type of player who tends to flourish in the Summer League.
Yeah, but he's flourished in the G League, and he, you know, before the Grizzlies signed him, and he flourished with the Grizzlies when he got minutes in the regular season last year. Again, the Grizzlies' regular season last year has all kinds of asterisks all over it, you know, but it was regular season basketball, which is, even in the situation the team was in, still means more than the Summer League does. And so he has been good when he's been able to play at all kinds of different levels.
So you said earlier you believe we will see Zach Edey again, but you think good chance that Jake LaRavia may now be
there. He's on the injured list, such as it exists in the Summer League, and he's a third-year guy, and he's already played like four or five games.
He did what he came to do. And he's been good. Yeah.
And he's been good, and so like if they were to say, okay, like, we've seen enough of you for now, good job, Jake, that would not surprise me.
Okay. Same question then regarding Jake LaRavia. Has he in any way moved the needle for you this Summer League?
Yeah, I think it's a continuation. I think he finished strong again, like Scottie Pippen. It was a certain situation the Grizzlies were in, but like it was basketball and he was playing it. And I think to me, it's an interesting question. If they play a 10-man rotation, I don't know that they will. I don't know if Taylor Jenkins is going to be as married to that in the future as he's been in the past. If they play a 10-man rotation and they're at full health, and you get down to like the last couple of spots, you know. Does Jake LaRavia have a better training camp in the preseason than G.G. Jackson? I mean, is it possible he has a better training camp in preseason than like Luke Kennard or whatever? I think he can force himself into the conversation of being in the rotation, even at full strength. Whether he gets there or not, I don't know. But if he's the guy who's sort of like the next man up guy, like he's the 11th guy in a 10-man rotation, I think you feel a lot better about him being able to step in and fit in and give you minutes and be a real player. I do, at least.
Over at The Athletic, Shams had a one-liner, which was not surprising at all, saying the Grizzlies are looking for takers, essentially, for Zaire Williams, right?
I've been saying this for, like, 2 months.
Right, I know
it's not, when I say it, it's not like a quote-unquote report,
right.
But, like, the Grizzlies are I think Zaire Williams is not going to be back, and it's either going to be via trade or via waive. It's going to be via some mechanism that only clears our roster spot, but clears some salary space.
Right.
It's just a matter of when and how it happens.
Right. No, we talked about it literally a month ago, I think 3 weeks ago. So I'm not bringing up it as breaking news. I'm bringing it up to ask this question. If you are if they're trying to get off salary, do you think there's any, like, I could see an NBA team being more interested in Jake LaRavia because he's cheaper and isn't, you know, is at least more of a blank slate at this point and more credible than Zaire Williams. Like, I don't know what they're doing, obviously, in terms of figuring out their finances, but that,
right.
And this may be connected to the Luke Kennard stuff. How does all of that fit?
I think it is connected to Luke Kennard's stuff. I think it's an interesting question. I don't have any sense that they're looking to move off of LaRavia. Now, if there was a situation where you could make LaRavia's contract go poof and you get positive trade assets, draft picks with it, versus to make, you know, Zaire Williams go poof, you have to give up. Like, that's an interesting question. But I don't sense that that's where it's headed. It wouldn't surprise me. There is a logic to that. To me, the question is, are they willing to attach picks to get off of the Zaire Williams contract or not, would be my guess. Or would they rather just wave and stretch him? You could make $4 million go poof doing that, right? I'm not necessarily advocating that, because you are pushing money down the line like you did with Kennedy Chandler. But that is something they could do. They don't have to do either of those things. Although I guess you have free roster. No, you don't have free roster. Right? You just sign Kennard. Because if you get on Zaire Williams, you actually open a roster spot. And that's a separate question of what, if anything, you do with that. I think it's connected to Kennard in that my guess is they have found themselves close enough to the tax line itself. And I think the market for Kennard has constricted enough that there's a scenario, which I didn't think a month ago, I didn't think this would be the case, but I think there's a scenario in which they could bring Kennard back and be under the tax itself. And I think that would probably require shaving off salary, and that's where you get to the Zaire Williams stuff.
Is there any sense, there's no urgency to do any of this, right? But is there any?
No, there's no urgency, which is annoying, because like I'm sort of in limbo, like Drew's out covering the summer league, and there's no need for me to write about summer league until it's over, and I've got a 2,000-word Grizzlies offseason wrap-up column already written. Literally, it's written based on what I assume they're going to do, and I'm just waiting for them to do it. But no, there's no urgency.
There's no urgency to do it. So, I mean, do you expect by the end of the week, Luke Kennard, the matter will be settled? Any guesses?
Yeah, I feel like there's only so long, even if there's sort of a tacit understanding, which I believe there is. I think it's only so long you literally let a guy hang out without a contract. And so I will be surprised if they haven't signed Luke Kennard by the end of summer league, I would say.
All right. The other thing I wanted to talk about was there was a piece over at ESPN. James Dolan, whatever you call him now, they're basically the owner of the Knicks, is mad about the new TV deal that the NBA, or at least the theoretical TV deal, tentative TV deal that the NBA has reached. And in particular, he seems to be grumpy mostly about, well, first of all, there's a share of the TV deal that is going to the league office that he isn't enthusiastic, that is a more generous share to support the workings of the office than typical. But what's interesting is, I don't know, I did not read this particularly closely, but as I was reading it, all his complaints were basically about, here's one quote from the letter: the NBA has made the move to an NFL model, de-emphasizing and depowering the local market. Soon your only revenue concern will be the sale of tickets and what color next jerseys will be. Don't worry, because due to revenue pooling, you are guaranteed to be neither a success nor a failure. I'll be honest, as someone who follows the team in Memphis, the NFL model of revenue sharing, massive money that is kind of divided up evenly as opposed to local money that goes lion's share to places like L.A. or New York, I like that idea. What did you make? I sent you this story, so, and I didn't give you a lot of chance to adjust it. Go ahead.
There are a lot of different issues there, but with all of it, there's sort of parallel tracks that remind you of what a weird business this is. Where, like, when you read James Dolan's letter, he talks about success and failure, and you have to recalibrate your brain as a basketball fan, because most of the time when you think of those terms, right, you're thinking about the standings. That is not what he's talking about. He's talking about profitability. And so there's sort of those two tracks, but that relates to, like, you know, these other questions. There's the question of what makes a franchise financially viable, financially successful. And there's also the question of, like, fan access. And so the question of, like, the NFL model, I mean, the suggestion there is that, you know, enhanced revenue sharing, which I think is good for smaller markets like the Grizzlies. But I think there's a real question of how are games available to be seen, and are you going to, in improving your financial situation as a league, and then with a trickle-down and improving the financial situation in small markets, are you going to come up with a system where the games are harder to find and more complicated for fans to see? And it's, you know, we've got this letter from James Dolan, but we don't have what he's reacting to.
Right.
You know, I think the implication there is that the more revenue will be pulled and thus more revenue will be shared. And I think it's correct, seems correct to surmise that is to the financial benefit of the Memphis Grizzlies. But, you know, I wonder about the breakdown of the regional networks and how people are going to be able to see these games.
Right. Yeah, one of the points he made was that by incorporating streaming into the national model, that and so many that basically MSG, the network, is just being, you know, gutted. And that's how a lot of local fans actually consume every game, right? I mean, we've been watching on Bally's. Right. And so, anyway, it was just interesting to read about his complaints.
The thing about the revenue sharing stuff is that it's always been murky because it's not collectively bargained. It's an agreement among the owners, not an agreement between right. the owners and the players. And because the agreement between owners and players directly relates to roster movement, like we know all this stuff. We know what salaries people make. And we sort of have to understand why trades happen and signings and all of this. The revenue sharing stuff, like that information doesn't leak out as often. And it's not as available to us as fans or as media people. It tends to be pretty murky. My sense is that the Grizzlies have tended to be certainly more beneficiary, more receivers than givers on that front. And so I would assume any increase in that as an aspect of the league's function is probably good for the Grizzlies.
All right, Chris, we await the 2,000-word wrap-up for the offseason whenever it drops. Thanks very much.
Thanks.
That's Chris Harrington from the Daily Memphian. Do you believe Zach Edey is the fourth most important Grizzly?
I do, if we're talking about in terms of the Grizzlies reaching their ceiling.
I'm just the fourth most important Grizzly. You can define it however you like.
Yeah. I mean,
what definition would you not make it the fourth most important Grizzly?
Well, I mean, like if he just plays himself out of the lineup, then the Grizzlies have to find a replacement. But to me, it's like they have a key need for a player of his type and his ilk.
I think he is the fourth most important Grizzly. So kind of amazing. All right, we're going to talk to Chris to Charles Fishman, our man in Washington, D.C., coming up next. Before then, I want to tell you that I do have a spot to kind of do, but I wanted to revisit this poll, Jeffrey. We asked earlier what was the best day in Memphis football history in the last 30 years, and we put up a poll, and I suspected that it would be one-sided, a resounding runaway. What's the current state of the poll?
Jeff, your instinct was correct. With 290 votes tallied so far, 70.3% say game day and the SMU win. Mm-hmm. 15.2% say beating UT. 12.1% say 2015 Ole Miss win. And then only 2.4% are saying the New Orleans Bowl.
Okay. So I also have some other folks have weighed in. Steven says, game day was amazing. But those that weren't there too young, just don't remember the UT game, just can't get what that was like. Is there a recency bias in this poll? In every poll, there's recency bias. But I still think it holds.
Well, online, there's also always going to be a recency bias because it tends to skew younger.
Yeah. Brandon Ross says, could probably do a top four losses that meant something. That Thursday night ESPN game with Louisville was electric.
Well, I was also thinking about one that I think kind of goes under the radar. The Temple loss, the field goal miss. Was that Jake that missed it?
Someone said the Joey caught it game.
No. I'm talking about the one with Justin where they tied for the league, but if he would have made the field goal, they would have won the league.
Oh, was that right?
Or made the title game, one or the other.
Well, I mean, then there's the Tulsa. Was it Tulsa game? The missed field goal that sent them to the made
sure.
all this possible.
They
weren't in that game, though.
Correct.
Leanne says, game day landed on my husband's 50th birthday. Couldn't have planned it better, especially for the man who owns a Memphis jacket that still has grass from the field after the Tennessee win. Steak Sandwich, nice name, says, New Orleans, Tennessee, SMU, and the last Ole Miss game, not necessarily in that order. That's what we had. Those are our four, right? Those are our four. Jeff Hewlett says New Orleans Bowl was a. This is what I think people don't understand about that game. New Orleans Bowl was a palate cleanser of massive proportions. It was the moment we as a city program imagined what might be possible. Without New Orleans, there's no Cotton Bowl. What's interesting to me is, as we talk about these games, if you throw Memphis basketball in there, right? The Memphis basketball games, the Calipari run, right? Like all of that. Like I honestly think.
You remember more teams.
Beating UCLA in the semifinal game.
In the fashion with the dunk, everything, yeah.
Like that is maybe, that's probably the best Memphis sports moment of the last 30 years, right? Ahead of game day.
Yeah, that's got to be so.
Right?
Yeah.
Beating Texas in the, you know, the before that also.
I remember the UCLA game
Michigan
way more.
State.
I remember the UCLA
Michigan
game.
Michigan State and Texas in Houston, I think. Was that? How about okay, speaking about losses that may mean something. How about Tennessee Memphis number 1 versus 2?
That's got to be up there. I mean, it's tough to like think.
But that loss stings more because, like, you lost the Cotton Bowl, but you're supposed to lose the Cotton Bowl. You would put that up there as a truly great day in Memphis sports history, except they lost, and that loss meant something. That loss really ruins it. Memphis basketball was not a moral win program, moral victory
Correct.
Program.
That results mattered.
Results mattered, and losing that game ruined it from that perspective. All right, we are going to talk to Charles Fishman coming up next, our man in Washington, D.C. First, I will tell you, if you've got a big yard or a piece of land you're taking care of, go see the smaller Case IH tractors at Mid-South Ag Equipment. And I said yesterday, it is with great delight that me, grew up as a 4-H kid, get to talk about tractors. You don't have to be a farmer to shop at Mid-South Ag. Case IH tractor, 140 horsepower or less, exactly what you need for planting, for a big garden, for mowing excess land, for bush hogging, whatever it is your tractor needs, a Case IH tractor. Forget green, go big red with a smaller Case IH tractor from Mid-South Ag Equipment. Let's be honest, just shopping for a tractor is fun. Go see our friends at Mid-South Ag Equipment in stock right now, 0% financing on Highway 302. In Byhalia. Fish on Friday, on Tuesday, when we return. It's Jeff Calkins Show, 92.9 FM ESPN.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Memphis Summer Hoops on 92.9 FM ESPN is presented by T-Mobile. Switch to T-Mobile and you get tons of benefits and still save on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. Use their savings calculator to find out how at T-Mobile.com/switch. Tonight at 7 o'clock after the Gabe Kuhn Show, it's the Major League All-Star Game, the NL and the AL, live on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Get in the game and turn up 92.9, 680 AM. Smart speakers say play 92.9 ESPN or download the free Odyssey app and follow 92.9 FM ESPN. Redefining the sports broadcasting frontier, just like Elon Musk does in tech.
So what you actually want to have is an interactive learning experience.
92.9 FM ESPN, bringing sports stories and fun as fast as the speed of Elon Musk's new Memphis supercomputer. Always free on the Odyssey app.
Some people just know the best rate for you is a rate based on you with Allstate. And look at you, hands perfectly placed on the wheel. Not like the driver to the right of you who's really going after that drum solo. Save with DriveWise on the Allstate app and only pay a rate based on you.
Not available in every state, subject to terms and conditions. Rating factors and savings vary, and in some states, your rate could increase with high-risk driving. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Don't miss limited-time doorbusters during Pro Savings Days, right now at Lowe's. Starting July 15th, for 3 days only, you can save $60 when you buy a DeWalt 12-volt multi-head drill driver. Was $189, now $129. Plus, get 50% off a DeWalt Tough Grip 110-piece screwdriver bit set. Shop these deals and more while supplies last. Because Lowe's knows savings. Lowe's knows pros. Valid 7/15 through 7/17. Selection varies by location.
Space may be the final frontier, but it's also what a lot of us lack in our basement or garage. By switching to a Navien tankless water heater, not only will you have all the hot water you need whenever you need it, but you'll gain storage area as well. Maybe a place to display your space collectibles.
Highly logical.
Learn about Navien's series of high-efficiency tankless water heaters and how they don't just save space, but save dollars on your utility bills, too. For more, go to tanklessmadesimple.com.
Downy Rinse and Refresh. Break up with stinky clothes.
Rinse it out.
Every now and then I get a little bit tired of the stinks that just will never come out.
Oh, Downy in the rinse shade.
Every now and then I rinse it out. One wash and it delivers. One wash, it smells so clean. Downy Rinse and Refresh, it's a dream.
Downy Rinse and Refresh removes 100% of odor in just one wash. Guaranteed.
Listen, we all love sports. That's why we're here. We love them so much, we never want them to stop. But before football cranks up, there are fewer and fewer games. FanDuel, however, lets you keep the sports going whenever you want. All you have to do is open that app up and dream up bets anytime you're in the mood. And this summer, FanDuel is hooking up all customers. That's not just new customers. That's all customers with a boost or a bonus daily. That's right. There's something for everyone every day, all summer long. It's over at FanDuel. All you have to do is go to FanDuel.com/Calkins. That's the promo code, C-A-L-K-I-N-S, C-A-L-K-I-N-S, and start making the most of your summer. Must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. Opt-in required. Wager requirements apply. Bonuses awarded as non-withdrawable bonus bets or profit boost tokens. Restrictions apply, including bonus expirations. See terms and conditions at FanDuel.com/sportsbook. Gambling problem? Call Tennessee Redline 1-800-889-9789.
Got a big yard or piece of land you're taking care of? Come find the right Case IH tractor at Mid-South Ag Equipment. You don't have to be a farmer to shop at Mid-South Ag. bag, a Case IH tractor with 140 horsepower or less is exactly what you need for planting a big garden, mowing excess land, bush hogging for hunting, and more. Forget green and go big red with a Case IH tractor from Mid-South Ag Equipment. In stock right now with 0% financing on Highway 302 just south of Collierville.
How many Rock and Roll Hall of Famers have been on the Talk is Jericho podcast with me, Chris Jericho? Well, gee, let's see how many I can name off the top of my head. Metallica, Kiss, Slash, and Duff from Guns N' Roses, Angus Young, Brian Johnson from AC/DC, Chad Smith from the Red Hot Chili Peppers. You want more? I got so many more, but I'm all out of time right now. So come rock with me, Chris Jericho, on Talk is Jericho. Listen to and follow now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
I'm Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. I learned about atrial fibrillation the hard way. My symptoms would come and go. Shortness of breath, fatigue. I kept going. Then I got so lightheaded, I couldn't. My doctor said I have AFib, so I'm about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. Other symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, can come and go, but the risk of stroke stays. If you have symptoms, tell a doctor. Visit notimetowait.com.
Sponsored by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
Life is fast and furious. Sometimes you need a boost. The Shotners can help with lipo B12 injections, increase energy, improve mood and sleep. It even helps with allergies. Or boost your immune system with our Tri-Immune Booster, packed with vitamin C and zinc. It gives your body a head start at fighting off illness. With 3 locations throughout the Mid-South, we can get you in and out quickly. The Shotners is your wise choice.
Protection you need with a personal touch.
Discover Flavorista favorites at Sonic. The new crafted drink menu in the Sonic app. Need a sweet escape? Try a Paradise Sunset, a blend of blood orange and strawberries. Live free. Eat Sonic.
She packed my bag.
Jeff's guests appear on the Frame Corner phone lines. Frame Corner, with expert custom and do-it-yourself framing since 1975 on Park Avenue in East Memphis. Now, back to the Jeff Calkins Show, live from the Genesis Memphis Covington Pike Studios on 92.9 FM ESPN.
You can earn up to 5% APY with Champion Awards checking from Leaders Credit Union. That's right, 5% on your checking account, all with no monthly fee, no minimum balance, easy access to your money through their mobile app. So that would be one reason to go to Leaders. The other reason is because they exist as a credit union only for the benefit of their customers. So a lot of banks are trying to make money off the money, off your money. That's what they do. They're trying to make money off your money. A credit union only exists for the benefit of their members. So all the money is plowed back into better technology, better rates like the one I just mentioned, and better service. It's why Claire, when she's moving to town, she goes, where'd she go? She went into the Bartlett location and set up an account. They're also breaking ground over at Arlington. If you are dissatisfied with your bank, or if you know someone who's moving to town, or if you need a car loan or an auto loan, I would urge you to get in touch with the good people from Leaders Credit Union, leaderscu.com/ESPN for details. Joined now by Charles Fishman, our man in Washington, D.C. Charles is the author of 3 New York Times bestsellers, most recently One Giant Leap, about the extraordinary efforts of ordinary Americans to get to the moon. Also a 3-time winner of the Joe Loeb Award for excellence in business writing, and a retired Mississippi River tugboat deckhand who is, I believe, trying to take the temperature down, except for in his own house, where he's perfectly happy to have the temperature high as can be. Charles,
you know,
welcome.
You know what I use? Now, this is an innovation that hasn't caught on in national politics yet, but what I use to take the temperature down is a good old-fashioned
fan,
1999 box fan, usually set on medium. I don't set it on a high because it makes
because then the papers go all over everywhere. We just need what we need to do is take a big ass fan and direct it at the national politicians, right? Maybe at the whole country, just literally the temperature, the physical temperature of the country, the political rhetoric temperature of the time. What do you think, Charles? You and I both heard the clip from the NPR the other day, the great historian. What's her name? What is her name, Charles? Skip my name. What is her name?
Doris Kearns Goodwin. Yeah,
talking about how in other times there's been assassination attempts. Sometimes there have been good things have come of it. And in the result, people have, in fact, taken the temperature down. Do you expect that to happen here?
Well, I mean, I have a few thoughts about the assassination attempt. Before we get to the taking the temperature down part, yeah. The first thing I would say is what is so clear is that this should not have happened. That young man should not have been able to get on that rooftop. He should not have been there. That should have been a secure area at this event. It's interesting. I heard on CNN last night, completely unchallenged, a former presidential protective detail secret service agent said, let's be clear, those Secret Service agents saved Donald Trump's life. I beg to differ. Let's be clear. A whole set of Secret Service agents did something wrong that put Donald Trump's life in danger and also led to the death of one of the... Because that was a mismanaged setup. And I know that.
Yes, but those both can be true. The Secret Service agents who shot him saved his life.
Point, the sniper clearly saved his life and perhaps the lives of others. That sniper did. And of course, you want the agents to immediately tackle the person they're protecting, and they did. But that sort of went unchallenged.
The larger organization absolutely cost the man his life.
Right?
Yes,
there are people who had responsibilities and they failed. So that I think it's really important. Secret Service, Lord help us, they do. You know, this is a cliche. They do this every day. They have to be perfect at every event, at every movement. For They take care of every ex-president, George W. Bush, George W. Bush, Barack Obama, Donald Trump, their families, the person in the White House now, Joe Biden. They have to be perfect all the time, and the people trying to cause mayhem only have to get it right once. But that's the job. So that's the first thing to say.
By the way, the fact that it's allowed to happen is one of the things that has led to wild conspiracy theories. You know, you're telling me that they just overlooked the roof? And it's because people don't want to believe in incompetence, right? And so instead they believe in
I think in this case, incompetence may not be the right word. I think we have to be careful. But I think there were probably there's a system. These people do this every day. Usually there's a series of small failures that magnify. You're responsible for the rooftop. No, you're responsible. You know, right. There's some confusion somewhere. Somebody got it wrong. My wife said something astonishing also that's worth saying. We still know very little about the person who did this. She said a child did this. Imagine that, a 20-year-old child. And I sort of paused. When 20-year-olds are in the news, we don't think of them as children. My quote-unquote children are 23 and 25 right now. God bless them. You know that I love them with my whole heart, and I spend half my life worrying about how to help them. But they, even at 23 and 25, they are children. And this young man was 20. He was a child.
It's an interesting thing, though. Who fought World War II? You know, children.
Well,
children are
perfectly capable of stepping up and taking on very, very demanding.
I also think we have made people more childish now than they once upon a time were. I think childhood extends into your 20s now, where maybe
in a way it didn't once upon a time.
Anyway, right. Okay, what else do you want to say?
So that was point one. And point two is... President Biden or former President Trump are going to take the temperature down. They're not the figures in our political culture who can do that. Even if they wanted to take the temperature down, they have both become such ionizing figures to the people who don't support them. There's no people who support Trump who proudly identify themselves as MAGA who are going to give the benefit of the doubt and listen to President Biden. And there's no supporters of President Biden who are going to pause and give the benefit of the doubt to Donald Trump. And so we need that conversation, but we need it from different voices. I hate to say it, I think all the way back to Bill Clinton as really the last person who kind of reached across a political divide. He was, you know, there was this whole world of Reagan Democrats. There was, in the same way, a world of Clinton Republicans, people who thought this is a man who comes from Arkansas, working class, that I can identify with without regard to the politics. So we don't.
Well, we look in Tennessee. There was Howard Baker once upon a time, and there was
Howard Baker.
You know, obviously Robert Dole, but Bob Dole is the one who's held out as the sort of quintessential. But right. those Republicans are gone. You're not allowed to be Howard Baker or Robert Dole now, and I'm not sure on the left if you're allowed the same. I mean, you can be, what's his name, from West Virginia. So there are...
Manchin.
Yeah, Manchin is not a unifying figure.
He's not a unifying figure.
Even among Democrats.
Our politics doesn't want Bob Dole, and our politics doesn't... And maybe that social media that has done it, I don't really know why you can't be Howard Baker.
You're saying our politics don't want it, and we can move on. What I would say is... We don't have a figure who stands up and speaks with eloquence in a way that people put aside their immediate ideology and say, I love the way that person talks. You played Robert Kennedy's off the top of his head speech on the literally within moments after the assassination of Martin Luther King. And that what he said was, in fact, unifying. He spoke to, he called out to people's better instincts at that moment, and we need that kind of language today. We don't have it, though. We don't have, there's nobody who speaks that. Joe Biden doesn't rally people.
Well, that's funny. You said Clinton. I think Reagan very clearly rallied people. I think Clinton was absolutely polarizing. You know, that's what, hell, we had the Lewinsky stuff.
In the end, he was polarizing because of the Lewinsky stuff. But in the beginning, he was, in fact, when he ran for election the first time, he was a figure who sort of stepped, you know, entitlement reform, welfare reform.
Oh yeah, now in fact, Democrats can't stand what he actually did because he was in fact moderate.
So, progressive young people don't even think of him as a Democrat.
So,
anyway, I don't think we're going to hear that. But I agree with you. I haven't been on Twitter very much in the last month, and it's probably all for the better. One thing I wanted to say, I wanted to offer two little bits of trivia, of tidbits about J.D. Vance, the new vice presidential nominee. He was born James Donald Bowman. James Donald Bowman.
Really?
And he changed his name to James David Vance. And goes by J.D., so that's James David, to honor the grandparents who ended up raising him because of his very challenging childhood. It may surprise the journalists in your audience. I know our audience is filled with other journalists listening to us.
Absolutely.
J.D. Vance spent his time in the Marine Corps as a public affairs officer. He joined the Marines, but he was not a on the ground tote a rifle shoot the enemy Marine. He was a public affairs Marine, so he actually
Was in the trenches.
He was in the trenches with the other reporters trying to help them do their job. He was in those trenches for sure. You wouldn't know that to hear him talk about journalists now. And perhaps most important of all, J.D. Vance is the first candidate on a U.S. presidential ticket, winning or losing, with a full beard
since
1892 and the candidacy of Benjamin Harrison. It has been
the last bearded candidate?
Full beard, 132 years. So that's bold. That's a bold selection on behalf of... And beards are very hip now. Beards are in. Let's be honest.
Jeffrey has one right now.
He's also a short king.
He's also short. Jeffrey's short and bearded,
too. How short is he?
5'7". Which some have said is a perfect height.
He's 5'7". He's short. So there you go.
One day he will shrink to 5'6", which is, in fact, the perfect height, because that's what happens when you get older. Anyway.
Today is a huge day in history, you said? Launch of a pop?
Anyway, that just be of generous spirit.
I am of generous spirit, and I'm swearing off social media, and I'm focusing on people as my neighbors rather than as my political opponents.
As your neighbors.
Right,
as
exactly.
Your neighbors,
go
that's
ahead.
Right. It is an important day. Today's July 16th.
It is.
It is the 55th anniversary of the launch of Apollo 11.
Which one's that?
Collins, Armstrong, and Aldrin to the moon. Apollo 11 was the first U.S. mission to land on the moon. That means it's also the fifth anniversary of the publication of One Giant Leap.
That's true.
The incredible book about that mission. As it happens right now, we have this crazy movie about going to the moon.
Called Fly Me to the Moon.
Which stars Channing Tatum and, now I can't remember her name. Scarlett Johansson, yep.
Yeah.
Somebody did recently on one of the late night shows made up a song about how to spell Scarlett Johansson's name so you don't get it wrong. Scarlett Johansson and Channing Tatum star in a movie about what it took to get us to the moon. It's a rom-com, except sort of the heart of the movie is, what if we didn't make it to the moon and we needed to fake the moon landing to show people that we made it even though we didn't? And I gotta say, it's an Apple TV movie. I sort of find that...
Is it offensive?
I personally find it offensive. I find it gobsmacking that at this moment, when the country is beset by corrosive conspiracy theories, I live...
That they would resurrect this old conspiracy theory and give it life, breathe new life into it.
With Scarlett Johansson and Channing Tatum, of all people. Right. It's the conspiracy theory about flying to the moon has been around since a few years after we went.
That we didn't go. It was all a fake TV.
Stupidest conspiracy theory.
Why is it stupid? How do we know we went?
Conspiracy theories. How do we know there was a Revolutionary War? How do we know there was a battle at Gettysburg? I'll tell you what, when I go to Gettysburg, I don't know, it looks like a beautiful field. There's no evidence there was a battle there, right? How do we know there was an American Revolution? There's no evidence of it. It's just stupid. Of course we went to the moon. Here's one thing. 1 million people stood on the beaches of Florida to watch Apollo 11 launch. But here's how we absolutely know. Going to the moon was a fight between the Soviet Union and the United States of America. It was part of the Cold War. It was literally part of the same battle, the global battle that the Vietnam War was. And at every launch of an Apollo spacecraft, there were Soviet spy ships stationed just outside U.S. waters, in international waters, 12 miles off the coast, off Cape Kennedy, monitoring every element of the launch electronically. And in fact, the technology of the Apollo spacecraft was hardened against interference, and the Soviets would have ratted us out. It's also,
if we didn't go, they would have said nonsense. This is a bunch of balderdash. They probably would have used that word, too. They would have said this is a bunch of balderdash.
They're faking. I just did a podcast about this with Jeff, which Jeffrey's going to tweet out. It's also Prime Day, Amazon Prime Day, July 16th. In case you need an excuse to spend more money on Amazon, it's the 10th Prime Day in history. They did $13 billion in sales last year on Prime Day. They usually do about $1.3 billion. So Amazon gets 10x its normal sales. I would urge you to go spend your money at a local brick and mortar store. Amazon gets enough of our spending.
Hey, go to Old Call. Go see our friends at Old Call today.
Go to Old Call. Completely made up holiday.
It's Old Call Day here on the Jeff Gawkins Show. All right, thanks, Tom. Get out of here. Jeffrey, what's coming up next on 92.9?
Here's what's coming up next.
Jeff, here's what's coming up next on Jason and John. Jessica Benson will join them at 11:25. Matt Moore will talk some NBA with them at 12:25. Tim Murray joins me today on Jeffrey Wright and Company. It's Tuesday, so Jeff will be with Gabe at 5 o'clock.
Thanks for listening, everybody. We got to get out of here. We will be back tomorrow for now. Our work is done.
Stay connected with 92.9 FM ESPN. Catch up anytime with all things Memphis. Never miss a moment on 92.9 FM ESPN with the free Odyssey app. Unsportsmanlike ESPN Mornings.
Chris Canty on 92.9.
Jeff Calkins, Jason and John, Jeffrey and Company, The Gabe Kuhn Show.
Gabe Kuhn on 92.9 makes my commute so much better.
Anytime with Rewind. Smart speakers say play 92.9 ESPN.
I love listening to sports in Memphis with 92.9 on Odyssey.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Did you know that feeling sluggish or weighed down could be a sign that your digestive system isn't working at its best? Taking Metamucil every day can help. Metamucil fiber powders help promote your daily digestive health using a plant-based fiber called psyllium. The gelling action of this special fiber traps and removes waste so you can feel lighter and more energetic. Metamucil, promoting digestive health for a better you. Learn more at Metamucil.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
We all hear the radio ads about the IRS. They tell you to be afraid, to be scared, and they try to frighten you into calling. I'm not here to do that. Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000, $50,000, or $500,000, we have a solution. It doesn't matter if you're sitting in your car, at work, or with your kids. No matter where you are, call now. 800-575-6986. Don't lose hope. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS. Generous programs are now available that can give you a fresh start. Our passion is taxes and helping individuals fix their IRS problems. We have over 1,000 five-star reviews on Google and an A-plus with the Better Business Bureau. You don't need to be afraid of the IRS any longer. End your tax nightmare today by visiting us online at TRA.com or call 800-575-6986. That's 800-575-6986. Tax Relief Advocates. Real solutions for real people.
Plug in a Hyundai EV and the extraordinary happens. From the charge time and range in the Ioniq 5 and 6 to the adventurous spirit of the Kona Electric to the 601 horsepower Ioniq 5N. Hyundai EVs make the extraordinary electrifying. There's joy in every journey.
EPA estimated 303-mile driving range for 2024 Ioniq 5 SE SEL limited rear-wheel drive and 361-mile driving range for 2024 Ioniq 6 SE long-range rear-wheel drive with fully charged battery. Actual range may vary. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details.
At Genesis Memphis Covington Pike, it's time to define luxury in a new way. At every turn, you'll find audacious design, state-of-the-art technology, and exceptional hospitality. We are dedicated to crafting the world's best vehicles, matched by an extraordinary sales-to-service experience for our owners. Prepare to be noticed in the 2023 Genesis G70. This sporty sedan is a force to be seen. We'd love you to explore the 2023 Genesis GV70 with a class-leading 300 horsepower engine or the available 375 horsepower twin-turbo V6 for terrains from concrete jungles to mountain roads. It's a new beginning for a new generation. Genesis Memphis Covington Pike, 1870 Covington Pike, or visit us online at memphisgenesis.com. Estimated horsepower based on premium fuel ratings. Use of regular fuel will result in reduced horsepower. See dealer for complete details. Dealer stock only.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. call, quickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the one.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Blinds.com's Labor Day Mega Sale starts now. Take the labor out of shopping for custom window treatments and make upgrading your home easy and affordable. Don't miss out on up to 50% off right now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com is the better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing and free shipping. No showroom markups. No pushy salespeople in your home. Blinds.com's design experts can help you make the perfect choices with free virtual consultations. Plus, they'll send samples right to your door fast and free. Blinds.com can even handle the measure and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for one low cost. Since 1996, customers have trusted Blinds.com to cover over 25 million windows, all backed by their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Take the labor out of upgrading your home with Blinds.com's Labor Day Mega Sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus premium doorbusters. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.